Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The Catholic Church, already in crisis over the unprecedented in modern times resignation of Pope Benedict, is seeing an eruption of dissent and political infighting and the revelation of long-suppressed scandal among the senior leadership close to the Pope. The UK's most senior Catholic cardinal, Keith O'Brien, has resigned for alleged inappropriate sexual behavior towards other priests. There aren't even any rules for Pope resignations or cardinal resignations. The Church may be making all this up as it goes along, including the dicey question of what will be the role, if any, of the former Pope in the new papacy. We are privileged to be joined by David Willey, the BBC's longtime and legendary Rome correspondent. David, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
Surely, David, it strikes me as a troubled transition here, but given all you know about the internal politics of the Vatican, should we be paying particular attention to anything? How's this playing out?
I think that when the cardinals arrive in Rome, they're going to be divided basically into two groups. The outsiders, people who live far away and come into the Vatican and really rather shocked at what they find here. And then the entrenched insiders who are going to push, I would have thought, for an Italian pope to be elected. They feel that Italians are a safe pair of hands. I think they're a bit worried about the prospect of the first non-European pope being elected at this conclave.
We're talking to David Willey, BBC Rome correspondent. And I've been following your career since the early 1980s. And I would have thought, after so much history that's transpired on your watch, that you'd seen it all. But in many ways, this is a completely new one. There's a sense of orderly transition in the sense that the Pope is voluntarily retiring, but yet there's an unprecedented quality of disorder about this process as well. Describe.
Well, I don't think the Pope really thought it through. For him, his own purposes, it's absolutely fine. He does find that he has waning powers, his strength, both mental and physical, is diminishing, and it seemed to him perfectly logical that as church law allows a Pope to retire, and he's assured of a nice place to live for the rest of his life, he's going to retire to a convent inside the walls of Vatican City. But the more you think about it, the more there is a set of imponderables. One imponderable is the presence of two popes simultaneously inside Vatican City. The new pope may not be very happy to have the old pope wandering about the garden and talking to people. He'd like him out of the way.
David Willey, would you possibly indulge me with a potentially impertinent question from an American political observer?
Indeed. Go ahead.
Is there a taboo on lobbying by former popes in any sense?
I think so. Former popes, the position of former Pope Benedict should surely mean that once he's offered his resignation, he's not going to interfere. But you know how these clerics are. It's an old boys club, the College of Cardinals and the Vatican. They love meeting with each other and gossiping and so on. It's inconceivable to me that the Pope is going to live such a cloistered life that he's not going to talk again to any of his former colleagues. And certainly whoever is chosen to be the next pope is surely somebody the Pope knows quite well, Pope Benedict, that is. And it may well turn out, in fact, the odds are that it'll turn out to be somebody that he himself has raised to the rank of cardinal.
Is there a front runner going into the conclave?
I wouldn't care to point my finger at anybody at this moment. Although there was one intriguing personality who emerged last week, and that was an Italian cardinal, 70 years old, called Gianfranco Ravasi, who was made a cardinal only a couple of years ago by the Pope. He's a biblical scholar, very witty man, very erudite, peppers his conversation not only with biblical quotations, but also quotations from world literature. A great intellectual, and he was chosen by the Pope to lead the Lenten retreat inside the Vatican, at which for a whole week he was closeted with the Pope and his senior advisers. And at the end of it, the Pope congratulated him on his preaching and said he'd put up a brilliant performance. I don't say that he's actually pointing Cardinal Ravasi as the next Pope, but certainly Cardinal Ravasi's stock has risen inside the Vatican immensely this month, and he'll be among the movers and shakers, if not the kingmakers, who are going to choose the next pope.
David Willey, BBC Rome correspondent, thanks so much.
Nice to talk to you.